Hello and welcome to Ours to Protect. In this week's episode, we're taking a look at the current ecological crisis surrounding Ireland's largest lake, Loch Ness. The loch is currently suffering from a widespread outbreak of blue-green algae, and as a result has experienced a range of negative side effects. Certain parts of the loch have become uninhabitable to wildlife, and in some cases it has caused the fatalities of native fish and birds. Businesses have been affected, with many fishermen unable to use the loch as they once could. The state of the loch is also having a huge impact on those who use it recreationally, perhaps none more so than the members of the Loch Ness Monster Dunkers, a group formed to promote open water swimming and the mental health benefits associated with it. Here's the founder of the group, Chris Judge, explaining how it was formed.
My name's Chris Judge, and I am founder of Loch Ness Monster Dunkers. Loch Ness Monster Dunkers established in 2018. I founded them off the back of being introduced to another group who have the same ethos as ours, and they come from Donaghadee, and they're called the Donaghadee Chunky Dunkers, and they're a skins only group, so that means no wetsuit all year round. And the mental health benefits that this group were getting and the community they have, I was just astounded at how well it went and just thought, why can we not have this?
So, taking inspiration from his Donaghadee counterparts, Chris decided that the south shores of Loch Ness would be the perfect location to start his new group.
So I thought, we could have a regular dunk every Saturday at 10 o'clock because it's not the sea, we don't have to rely on tides, different times. And then we had our first dunk on October 2018, where a few of the chunky dunkers came down, and then several, you know, swimming friends of my own bought into the idea that we were going to do this every weekend for a winter to see how it went. And it started with 30 people, and within 6 months we had like 600 members, and BBC had done a documentary on us. It was just thriving.
Loch Ness provides up to 40% of the drinking water for Northern Ireland residents. With such a large amount of the population relying on the water from the loch, it is no shock that residents will be concerned about the quality of the water they're receiving into their homes. We'll now hear from Dimpna Gallagher from the Northern Ireland Water Board, who will explain the water treatment process to reassure customers of the safety and drinkability of the water in their taps.
Hello, my name is Dimpna Gallagher. I'm Head of Drinking Water Regulation for Northern Ireland Water and the Lead Scientist for Drinking Water Quality across Northern Ireland. We've had a number of questions from customers around water in Loch Ness and around the algae situation, and I would like to reassure customers that the water treated here and delivered to your tap is safe to drink and of good high quality. This treatment works and other treatment works use a multi-barrier approach. So we look at all of the risks, we understand that we've got algae in the raw water, we've got colour, we have pH issues, and then we put treatment in place, and we have treatment in place to actually treat that raw water to give a good, safe drinking water at the end.
Despite the reassurances of the water's drinkability, Chris explains the impact that algae is having on himself and his group.
Me, massively, the group, of course, massively. We are that big a group now. We were training a junior relay team from Easter, had them in the water, acclimatised them to the cold, and they were going to be the youngest and fastest relay team to swim the length of Loch Ness, and that was meant to be done in August. So the impact that had, all them swims had to be cancelled, and we had to then travel all over the country to get cold water. So a lot of travelling for me, coaches, parents and kids, so a massive impact on us all.
We monitor 365 days per year. We monitor raw water in the loch, and we monitor drinking water going to the customers' taps. Because we know that there's algae in the loch, and there's algae in water right across Northern Ireland and rivers and lakes right across Northern Ireland, that's why we have a really good treatment process in place. And because we have that treatment process in place, because we risk assess, and then because we monitor, we know that the water is safe to drink coming from Loch Ness.
At the minute, you know, I wouldn't feel safe getting into the loch, or I wouldn't tell anybody to get in. My message would be, it just needs immediate action. You know, it's not like a 3-year plan. it needs to just stop now. Stop it, because they're blaming climate change. They're blaming lots of things. And if it's going to get warmer every summer and it's going to get wetter every summer, if they keep pumping stuff in, it's only going to get worse.
The best way to keep water at home is in a jug in the fridge, and that means it's cool, it's away from direct sunlight, and it tastes better.
That's all for this week's episode of Ours to Protect. For more information, you can visit our website at lmfm.ie, and we'll be back with another episode at the same time next week.